I'm just going to read a quote to you here. This is from Jeff Probst. You have Johnny Fairplay, who's completely despicable. It was actually fun to work with Fairplay on the show because he's a producer's dream. When he shows up drunk or flips somebody off, he's bringing you gold every time. I wish we had a Johnny Fairplay every season. Personally, however, he's an absolute jackass whose actions at the Vanuatu finale after party piss me off so much that he's banned from any event that I'm at from now on. I'm done with Johnny Fairplay. How did you end up back on the show?
Obviously, Mark Burnett has more stroke than Jeff Probst.
There you go. That makes sense.
Honestly, most people ask me about Survivor Pearl Islands. They're just like, yeah, you know, is Johnny Fairplay versus Rupert? And I'm like, no, not necessarily. You know, I sent Rupert home halfway through. So I feel that, you know, the real story was Johnny Fairplay versus Jeff Probst. You know, Jeff was there the whole time. I was there the whole time. You know, it's like, you know, Roddy Piper versus Hulk Hogan or the Joker versus Batman. So, you know, I love the tit-for-tat that me and Jeff have, you know. Are Jeff and I friends? Absolutely not, you know. Is he going to invite me over for Christmas dinner? Never. But is he on my Christmas card list? Never. So, you know, it's fine.
There you go. Now, in terms of coming back to it, did they have to throw some cash your way?
No, I played the game just like everyone else did. You know, I was never offered, nor would I have requested any additional cash to play the game. I consider myself the greatest player in the history of the game.
Okay.
And I was the male champion of Survivor Pearl Islands, and I wanted to defend my honor and actually go a step further and take home the million as well. So an extra cash incentive would not only would I have said no to, but you know it wasn't even offered.
Now, I've heard on this version there's been rumors that, you know, in the past they've alluded to some hooking ups maybe happening, Rob and Amber. This time around, there's talk that there was an actual hookup.
There was actual sex on the season of Survivor. I'm not supposed to say anything. It's in my contract. However, since it's just me and you, I'll tell you, it was me and Jeff.
Wow.
So, I, you know what, like, you know, we hated each other, and, you know, and now I'm in love.
Wow. So who pitches, who catches?
I'm a top.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah. Very dominant. What, can we talk a little bit about the whole award ceremony, the Danny Bonaducci thing? Is that all done with, or is it still ongoing?
It's in the court system right now, so I can tell you 1 week prior to leaving for Survivor, I had 15 hours of dental surgery, 4 root canals, the bridge above the bone bridge above my top teeth has been completely shattered, and I have to wear braces for the next 4 months.
Yikes!
You know, in addition to the last 4 months, I've already worn them.
So on the new edition of Survivor, you're wearing braces?
Yep. So, that was awesome. Like, you know, no one thinks cool without thinking braces, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
What's your life in public now? I mean, obviously, you're pretty villainized after the last Survivor you did. What's the day-to-day life like for you outside of the Survivor world?
People think the grandma lie was despicable and things of that nature, but at the same time, like, you know, you're talking about a game that's based on lies. You know, to be the greatest liar in that type of scenario, aren't you, you know, possibly the most honorable?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, you know, the criteria is, you know, outlie the other people. I'm pretty sure I outlied most of them. I don't know. I feel that I've had an insane ride, but at the same time, not necessarily an evil ride that most people paint the picture towards.
Who should we wager on this time around?
I would throw all my money on Johnny Fairplay. I mean, you know, I don't think there's anyone that's proven to be a better player in the history of the game. So why would you go with what you don't know?
There you go. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Have a great week.